This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our next guest was at the White House minutes ago discussing North Korea. Chairman of the Senate Republican Policy Committee, Senator John Barrasso, joins us live. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Okay, what can you tell us about what you discussed at dinner? What's the mood tonight?
Well, the president was very positive, upbeat, confident. It was really good to be with him. He was optimistic. We were all congratulating him on the great news out of North Korea with Mike Pompeo coming back. Actually, Mike Pompeo was supposed to be at the dinner, and then he got called to go to North Korea, so he wasn't able to join us in the discussion. But the president, obviously, as is all Americans, happy to see these three American citizens home tonight. The president's heading out to the airport to greet them. But we talked about a host of things. Certainly, North Korea being top of the list. The sanctions made a big difference. North Korea, the president's eyes are wide open on this. I'm still skeptical about what can happen. We have a long history of North Korea behaving badly. But if we're going to be able to get the nuclear weapons out of North Korea in a way without military action, I think this is our best opportunity ever. Because to me, this is really about peace and stability of the world, which if we want to have safe and security at home, we need a peaceful, stable world.
Absolutely. In all quarters, and there are many trouble spots around the world, North Korea just being one of them. Steny Hoyer, Congressman, Democrat over on the other side in leadership on the House side, said this: releasing detainees is the easy part. The difficult part will be reaching an agreement with the North Koreans that establishes a strong verification regime that can ensure genuine denuclearization. Congress has yet to see a concrete strategy from the president as to how he intends to avoid giving Mr. Kim a propaganda victory without securing the kind of verifiable commitment on denuclearization necessary for any summit to be a success. And, of course, you know that's been one of the critiques of the Iran deal, that the verification process didn't satisfy the critics of that deal. So how does he make sure to get it done this time? Will Kim agree to that?
Well, that's why I think it was so important for President Trump to pull out of the Iran deal. It's a bad deal from the beginning. It didn't accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. It wasn't really set up to do the things that we wanted to have done in terms of verification, in terms of prevention of a nuclear weapon, in terms of the money that went for terrorism. All of those things made it a bad deal. I think by pulling out of that, President Trump is telling North Korea, hey, look, I'm willing to walk away from a bad deal. If it's not a good deal, I don't want any part of it. And President Obama never did bring the Iranian deal to Congress. He took it to the United Nations before he took it to the elected representatives of the United States. And I think that was a terrible mistake. And I know President Trump will not make that same mistake.
Well, that's even those who want to see the Iran deal preserved admit that by President Obama doing it that way, it's much easier for a subsequent president to undo it. David Pattern in Newsmax wrote this yesterday. He says Obama loyalists knew all along that deal structured in 2015, the Iran nuclear deal, as an agreement rather than a treaty could be swept away by the stroke of a pen. But without enough votes to win Senate ratification, they instead gambled this Iran nuclear deal would be very difficult to dismantle once it was in place. And that leads me to the question now, as the president negotiates with North Korea and he talks about that he'd like a new deal with Iran, either or both of those, do they need to come to you for a vote as a senator as a treaty?
Well, I think it's better if they do. The Constitution is very clear. Article 2, Section 2, Paragraph 2, the first sentence describes what has to happen with Senate verification. It's very clear that's the best way to do it. President Obama couldn't get the votes for the Iranian deal because it was such a bad deal. It gave them lots of money, didn't prevent a nuclear weapon from being developed. I thought it actually paved the way for that weapon to be developed, allowed strategic missiles to be developed, all of the things that were wrong about it. And we know that Iran with a nuclear weapon makes the world less safe, less stable, less secure. The same thing with North Korea, and why the president is so focused on getting the nuclear weapons out of North Korea, because North Korea with a nuclear weapon, and they have nuclear weapons, makes the world less safe, stable, and secure.
Well, now he gets ready to head into those negotiations. Hot off the dinner with him discussing that. Senator Barrasso, thanks for making time to stop in.
Well, thanks. We had a lot of other discussion points. The economy, which is doing so well. Consumer confidence is up. Unemployment at an all-time 17-year low because we've cut the taxes. We've gotten rid of the regulations. All the things that President Trump promised to do, he's making happen for a much better, stronger America First economy.
And more other things in the pipeline as well. We'll watch for those.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez live.
And Bill Federer joins us right now. He is coming to us live from Sacramento, California, ground zero for Assembly Bill 2943. Bill, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk to you about what was going on in California. I mean, what happened to separation of church and state? And I guess the other way around, there's no separation. The state can tell the church what it wants them to do, right?
Right. So they're wanting to make it a crime for pastors to counsel people from the Bible. Mm-hmm. And they tell about the statistics show that if someone was abused as a child sexually and they have these unwanted same-sex attractions and they want to be free of them, and they go to a bookstore, it's illegal for them to have books on this, of how to get free of it. So mm-hmm. they actually had several powerful testimonies of former homosexuals that were trying to get free from these. They didn't want these attractions, and they would go to a Christian bookstore. They'd find books on everything except this subject because, you know, it was against the law to have the books. And then the idea of wanting to get free and get counseling from the Bible and the pastors not being able to, because now this bill says that it's a, you know, an unlawful business practice to do this.
Exactly.
And so it's no different than the King of England having the Star Chamber, where if you believed something other than the Anglican Church doctrine, you were a dissenter, a nonconformist, and you would be drugged into the Star Chamber, and you would be accused of a crime. Mm-hmm. And there's no lawyers to defend you. There's no meeting the accuser, and they would put you in the pillory and whip you. And, you know, Torquemada in Spain was the one doing the Inquisition. Mm-hmm. They're saying, okay, if you're believing something different than what the state says, you're a criminal. This is no different than the Soviet state. If you believe something than what the state says. And our country was founded on this idea that, no, it's not the government's job to force you to believe a certain way or not. And you should have the freedom to speak your thoughts and to counsel people. And if you want to get help, you should have the freedom to get the help. And but it's part of a larger picture that the movement is intolerant, that the alternative sexual agenda is very intolerant toward those who don't agree with them.
Exactly. Well, Bill, you know, I was reading the bill. Now, it's still yet to pass through the Senate, right? The Assembly has passed it. The Senate yet it needs to confirm it. And then, of course, Jerry Brown is already the governor of California, has already said he's going to sign it.
Right. And so there's five senators that are sort of up in the air. And these pastors are, you know, meeting, and they're suddenly realizing that if they don't stand up, it's going to limit the gospel.
Exactly.
You know, tell them what they can and cannot preach and what's sin, what's not sin. I mean, who's the government to tell you these things? And so there's 150, 200 pastors here. A whole bunch of state assemblymen are coming in and addressing them and speaking to them. We were in the rotunda of the state capitol yesterday. And again, a couple hundred pastors, and they actually sang a couple songs, you know, and there, and it echoed through the chambers. And the one that was there was a state senator who's a Christian. And he said, I've been here 7 years, and for the first 5 years, there was never a pastor that came to the Capitol, period, to visit anybody. And he says, since this group started the last year, there were, you know, a couple dozen pastors and then a couple, you know, 100. Now there's 200. But, I mean, here he is. He said for 5 years, there never was a pastor that visited the state capitol and went around to visit the church has been asleep at the wheel.
Right.
And the other side has now gained the authority and the momentum. And sort of like King Saul, you know, he started around and killed most of the priests. The attitude is if you don't get involved, it's not just going to be a status quo. They're going to come after you, and that's what's happened in other countries, in Muslim countries and communist countries.
How do they reconcile this with the First Amendment, Bill?
Well, that's the irony, is they don't. They don't even care to, and they just think that Californians are smarter than the rest of the country, and they can just push this through. And, you know, it goes back to the two different views of the Constitution. The original was that you stuck with the meaning of the founders. Mm-hmm. Middle 1800s, evolution comes along, and species can evolve. And there was a guy named Herbert Spencer that said, hey, if species can evolve, so can laws. And so he is the one who coined the phrase survival of the fittest, and he influenced the head of Harvard, Christopher Columbus Langdell. And so he puts evolution in the legal process. He calls it the case precedent theory of law. It's the only law school in the country that teaches this. Every other one says, go back and read the founders if you want to know what it meant.
Right.
And out of Harvard comes Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., Supreme Court Justice, and he flat out called it legal realism. And he says laws can evolve with the changing social and economic conditions, and it's no longer something that comes from God. It's just, you know, and you know, I have no problem with the laws evolving. Let it evolve through the amendment process.
Mm-hmm.
So it maintains that it's the will of the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of the people, three-quarters of the people. Not one judge on his bench pushing his liberal agenda by twisting and bending the meanings of words.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what happened in California a number of years back, Bill, when I was still living there. 8 million people voted in California for the definition of marriage. And one activist judge, who happened to be homosexual, says, oh, no, 8 million voters got it wrong. So with one stroke of a pen from one activist judge, 8 million votes are flushed down the basic toilet. And, you know, meanwhile, you have Jerry Brown and the rest of the Democrats arguing that every vote should count. How does that reconcile?
Yeah, there was the same. I was in North Dakota a year or so ago. 70% of the state voted for marriage being a man and woman, and one unelected judge threw it out. You know, a republic or a democracy is the will of the people. When you have a minority forcing their will on the people, it's called a tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people the ACLU is the most tyrannical group because they don't want the will of the people. They will take a lawsuit and say, we don't care what the people say. Mm-hmm. We're going to overturn the will of the people. We're going to push through this minority view.
Exactly. Well, what's worse, Bill, is when the government does this, because then what they do is they use the people's money in much the same argument as people who are involved in unions to say, look, I don't want to contribute to a union cause, and then they in turn take my money for a political interest that I don't agree with. And this is what's happening time and again with the people's monies, right?
Yeah, it's and Jefferson said that. He said it's wrong for the people to have to contribute to support opinions that do not line up with their personal views. And I apologize for the background noise.
Right.
I'm at this pastor's conference. But it's a critical time, and they're not content with coming out of the closet. They want to shove you into it.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Bill Federer, national known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., and we've got more from Bill right after the break. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
'Cause you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Bill Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. And we also appreciate Bill because of his American Minute radio feature that broadcasts daily on stations across America, and his books as well. Just a treasure. A treasure trove of information that gives us the building information we need to know. And this has been part of the challenge we've had here in our country, is we've taken our Constitution and we've taken our history for granted, and we're paying a price for it today, are we not?
Well, we really are. And one of the things that I speak on, I wrote a book called Who is the King in America?
Mm-hmm.
And an ambitious project, I decided to research every civilization that's ever existed on the planet. And I found that writing was invented around 3 or 4,000 B.C., Sumerian, cuneiform. But anyway, the most common form of government in all of recorded human history is kings.
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar, Maharaj, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Attila the Hun. As the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger and bigger because technology allows them to kill more people.
Right.
But by the time of the founding, the King of England was the most powerful king on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He controlled 13 million square miles, 500 million people. But the thing is, where there's a king, it's hierarchical. If you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason.
Mm-hmm.
And so America's founders didn't like this globalist king, and so they flipped it, and they made the people the king. It's a polarity change in world government from a top-down to a bottom-up. The New England pastors, the little congregational communities, and so forth. And so in America, it's the people who are the king.
Supposedly.
And, supposedly, yes.
Right.
And so I speak to a lot of pastors. And so I said, okay, Pew Forum, that's P-E-W Forum, they do surveys. They have identified that 70% of Americans identify themselves as Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they really are or not is another thing. But they do identify as Christian, which means they go to church, which makes the pastors in America essentially counselors to the king.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I flip up on the screen a picture of 4th century. There's a Roman king, emperor named Theodosius. So this is after Constantine. The Roman Empire is Christian. And Theodosius is going to church in Milan, Italy. And the pastor is St. Ambrose, Bishop Ambrose. And I thought, could you imagine being Ambrose and having the emperor in your church pew on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I said, guess what? That's exactly what we have in America. The people mm-hmm. are the king. 70% are Christian. That means they're sitting in somebody's pews on Sunday. And the pastors are counseling the king. And you got two kind of pastors. One tells the king to go to sleep. The other tells the king to wake up. And I flash on the screen some pictures from The Lord of the Rings. I did a screen capture of that one scene of King Theodon. And if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings,
yes,
King has a spell cast off. He's got gray hair, gray eyes. He's decrepit. He's all curled up in his throne. And he has two counselors. One is this greasy guy named Wormtongue who's whispering in the king's ear saying, stay asleep. Don't wake up. Don't get involved. Yeah, your kingdom is being overrun, but just wait a little longer. It's all going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another counselor to the king, Gandalf. And he comes in with his white hair and his staff, and he more or less casts the devil out of the king. And right before your eyes, the king starts to wake up, and his eyes get clear, and his hair goes from long and gray to short and brown. And he looks around the room, he's refocusing, and he says, dark have been my dreams of late. It's like, yeah, you've been out of it with a spell cast on you.
Exactly.
And so in America, the people are the king, but they've had a spell cast on them by these worm-tongued preachers that say, don't get involved.
Exactly.
And another set of pastors comes in and throws ice water on their congregation and says, wake up. You don't just have the right to vote in America. You're going to be held accountable to God for what happened.
Exactly.
They're teaching stuff to kids that Jesus wouldn't teach. Jesus said, if you cause one of these little ones that believes in me to stumble, better than a millstone be put around your neck. Mm-hmm. And so we're allowing this to be taught to the kids. He's going to hold us accountable. If
exactly.
They're still little babies, he's going to point to the people in the pews. He's going to hold you accountable. You know, if
In this situation with the great American experiment that we're in, and all your study of the kings, has there been this Templar group, so to speak, that I refer to them as, this deep state that is this shadow government that we're dealing with here in America today?
Right. So that's actually the norm. It's a gang style of government. I tell people, when Adam and Eve sin, Cain kills Abel. It's just one king taking the king from another king, so it's hierarchical. Mm-hmm. You're friends with the king, you're more equal. You're not friends with the king, you're less equal. You're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason, or you're a slave. And it's in the human DNA so much that if you put some babies in a playpen, one will take the rattle from the others.
Right.
Put some kids on a playground, one will take be the bully hogging the ball. Put some junior high girls in a clique, and one is the diva. Right. You put some people in the woods, one of them's an Indian chief. Put them in an inner city, one of them's a gang leader. And all a king is a glorified gang leader. Mm-hmm. And so he has socialism and communism, it's nothing more than dictatorship, right? You get the dictator, Stalin, Pol Pot, Ho Chi Minh, Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And if you're friends with this dictator, you're on the in crowd. You're an elitist. You're in the deep state. You enforce his will. And if you're a challenge to them, well, you're an enemy. You're going to suddenly disappear. You're going to be poisoned. And then the people are the peasants. They're just the slaves. They just do whatever. And so, the student says, well, I thought socialism and communism was everybody owns everything equally. It's like, okay, let's think a little deeper. Mm-hmm. Who decides who lives in the nice house and who lives in the dumpy house? Mm-hmm. Somebody in the government dictates those things. Well, whoever ultimately dictates those things is the dictator.
Right.
So Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Workers' Party. Stalin was the head of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And anyway.
And so here we are, and that dynamic is present here in our country today. And here we are in this Russian collusion, this collusion delusion over Donald Trump. But the reality is that a lot of our kids are being indoctrinated, Bill, to think that socialism is acceptable until hopefully it's not too late.
Yeah, so what we're battling is a polarity change. Mm-hmm. The founders took the top-down form of government, made it bottom-up, but we're at this tipping point where it's about to flip and go from the bottom-up, from the people ruling, back to a top-down form of government where you have somebody that wants to disarm everybody and force their will. Mm-hmm. And now, one of the other things I talk about, and stop me if we're running out of time.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left here, so we've got to go into summary, but go ahead.
So I studied republics and democracies in history and how they flipped. Mm-hmm. And, Athens was a democracy until Alexander the Great's dad, Philip of Macedon, found out that he could bribe citizens of Athens with money under the table, and they betrayed their own city, and he took over. Rome was a republic until Julius Caesar found a way to usurp power and make himself dictator for life. And so they all get top-heavy, and then they flip. And so in Italy 500 years ago, there was a bunch of little city-states, Venice, Genoa, Naples, and Florence, and they all fought. And Machiavelli was a philosopher. He said, if one prince could control all of Italy, it'll stop his infighting. So he writes a book called The Prince, where he advocates the ends justifies the means.
Right.
The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is such a good end because it'll stop the infighting that any means necessary to get there is justified. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows and burn barns and create domestic and social unrest, the people will cry out for help. The prince will come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody will know the better for it, and they'll praise him as a hero.
Yeah.
So it's good marketing, right?
There it is.
You go on the back of the house, set it on fire, and then go on the front of the house and sell a fire extinguisher.
As you say, there's nothing new under the sun. History repeating itself, and lest we think this could not happen to us, boy, it seems like there's a lot of things lined up that could make this very, very possible. Bill Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch. Bill, as always, great to have you with us. I appreciate the insight. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Doing what we can to keep it alive, too, but it's going to require all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. God-fearing, constitutional-supporting patriots is what is needed right now for a time such as this to get this country back on track. We thank you for joining us and sharing a part of your day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Joe Perticone joins us now, a political reporter at Business Insider based in Washington, D.C. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about, right off the bat, Gina Haspel. She was quite impressive yesterday in spite of the barrage of, you know, I thought some of the ridiculous questions coming, you know, from Democrats in particular. You know, I know that we have both sides and they need to be represented, but you would only hope that in hearings of this type, that there would be something substantive, that it wouldn't necessarily just be a roadshow.
Well, there was, you know, they had the two different hearings. There was the open hearing that I think everyone watched, and there was a little more blustering, I think, from both sides because they're in front of the cameras, and that's what politicians like to do. Mm-hmm. But then they had the closed session, which was, you know, classified, where they can get more in depth on you know, the real meat of what her job will entail and how she's qualified. And they emerged from that with, you know, at least one Democrat voicing that he would supporter, Joe Manchin. So yeah. I think clearly it went well enough to earn at least one Democrat.
Exactly. Well, you know, I what stuck out for me in terms of the ridiculous questions is you've got somebody coming in and applying for a job, and you're asking the person, is there a part of the job that you will not participate in? I mean, is that the way to do a job interview? I mean, that would be like somebody coming, you know, like you going in and you're applying for a job at Business Insider, and they said, Joe, we love everything you do, but we just don't want you to cover D.C. Will you accept this job not to cover the Beltway?
Well, a lot of the Democrats and even a couple of Republicans were concerned about, you know, would she follow through on an order that she might, you know, see as more immoral if it's still technically legal, and what they described, you know, as, you know, waterboarding. She pretty much said, though, that she has no intention and would not recommend restarting an interrogation program and rather keep the CIA in as an intelligence gathering operation. But, you know, that was the main kind of point that they wanted to hammer in, that, you know, they didn't want her to, you know, potentially reignite an interrogation program like we saw during the Bush administration. And the president has, you know, on the campaign trail expressed, you know, a potential desire to do that. But it's pretty clear that she, you know, doesn't have an intention to.
Well, I don't think that even back then they had an intention to. Given 9/11, the country was brought to such a brink, and the threats, you know, was quite a wake-up call, surprisingly, because it wasn't like we hadn't been forewarned. I mean, we had an attack in 93. There were other attacks leading up to this that would say, look, we've got a pernicious group. Oh, yeah, and by the way, we see them on camera saying death to America. So why shouldn't we believe these threats? But unfortunately, our culture is such is that we have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity does exist.
Well, you know, there was, you know, so far in the administration, both Secretary Mattis and Gina Haspel have made it clear that, you know, they don't think that these enhanced interrogation or torture or whatever person wants to call it, they don't think it's as effective. And then, you know, having an interrogation program hasn't typically been the CIA's role. And of course, there was after 9/11 because it was very different times. But they're basically, you know, focusing on intelligence gathering, which I think as much as Haspel tried to hammer that in, that that's what she wants to do, the questions kept coming about, you know, this, you know, almost 2-decade-old issue.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like, where's John Brennan at? You know, the one you gave a free pass earlier to on this whole situation, because he was more on the front line than certainly. I mean, she wasn't even close to the front line back then. You know, she was following orders.
Yeah, well, and then that was their concern that, you know, would you follow orders from the president, you know, as top spy? And she said, you know, no, I would not follow something that I deemed immoral. And then she didn't get clear on whether she believed that certain enhanced interrogation methods are immoral. And that was, you know, that's probably the bulk of why most Democrats will oppose her nomination. And that's why John McCain issued a statement advising the committee to reject her nomination.
Exactly. Well, Joe, you know, what's your read on all this stuff? I mean, are we trying to get so politically correct on these varying agencies? I mean, I'm reluctant to tie somebody's hands because certain conditions might come up. I mean, we would hope that we would not be brought to question. I mean, right now it's easy to question, you know, what's moral, what's ethical, what's legal, and that before any one incident. But then you get a situation like 9/11, you know, and then it causes you to wonder, you know, are we just conditionally moral, you know, or are we going to stipulate from now on, going forward, forever and ever, amen, that this will be, you know, the guidelines that we'll employ?
I think that there's, you know, 9/11 was an era-defining catastrophe, and that's something that you can't really anticipate or predict in any way. So how the country or the CIA specifically reacts in a situation like that, there's no possible way of knowing it. And I think that the questioning from the Democrats and from some of the Republicans about, you know, could this restart? It was very much under the concern that it could restart right now without some kind of unknown,
without some predicate
event like 9/11.
Exactly. No, and I'm not there with them, I guess. You know, obviously the Beltway is almost its own country. You know, you're right there. So, you know what you deal with. So they're a little bit closer to the fire here. But from my perspective, I don't see anything, you know, happening, especially in light of the pressure that's placed upon it. I just don't want to get into a situation where we're trying to handcuff people, you know, like, oh, would you recuse, you know, let's recuse yourself right from the very beginning. I mean, that to me, I think that's just a bit of a ridiculous question. But I want to get on also and get your read on what happened over this controversy with Paul Ryan and the House chaplain. I mean, my goodness, I mean, this is a Catholic priest. What's going on here?
So basically, it's still murky on what the circumstances of his firing were, or he wasn't fired, technically, his resignation. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, there were rumors that he, you know, mentioned, you know, a desire for a fair tax law in a morning prayer in November, and that irked Paul Ryan, who's, you know, also Catholic. So mm-hmm. Ryan asked for his resignation, and he announced that he would resign. And then all of a sudden, you know, people were saying that, you know, Ryan dismissed the idea that it was over a prayer. He said that it was about pastoral services and their needs weren't being met. And this guy served since 2011. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it just kind of spiraled out of control of, you know, who said what, who said this. And then Democrats, you know, most of the Catholic Democrats were, you know, outraged and they wanted to bring him back. And then he decided to withdraw his resignation. And, you know, people thought that was an attempt to dare Paul Ryan to actually fire him. But it's still legally unclear if the speaker can remove the chaplain. Per the House rules, they're very, you know, old rules. Mm-hmm. He can remove, you know, the sergeant at arms, but it doesn't specifically say that he can remove the chaplain. So it created this kind of controversy, and they were going back and forth. And then, you know, I think Paul Ryan just realized that there's no way to win a fight with a priest. So he just backed off and said, you can stay.
Yeah, we're talking Father Patrick Conroy here, embroiled in this mess, and that's a tough deal. I mean, you know, when you start asking in a prayer, why wouldn't you ask for a prayer? I think the caucus, the Christian caucus, has probably been praying for a fair tax law as well. So maybe the priest channeled it. I don't know, but it seems a bit petty and something that may have been, you know, could have been better addressed. Don't you think? On the side.
Yeah, and it got so heated, and then the way that Democrats addressed it, they filed a privilege resolution, which means it forces a vote on the floor, and right. What it would have done is created an investigation into it, but
over a prayer. Joe Pertigone, what else?
Yeah.
Joe Pertigone with the Business Insider based in Washington, D.C. Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Steve Evans, in just a moment.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Fanfare, you know, he's only got only but good news, especially if you're with Walt Disney and you got stock. The Avengers continues to roll on and ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching go the wheels, huh?
The ka-ching is the word. Yeah, these numbers are just massive. I mean, get this. I mean, spent $472 million in this country alone, another $754 million overseas, and it hasn't even opened in China yet. That happens this week. It's, what's that?
Wow.
$1.2 billion, something like that. It's just
so what would happen? We get all this detente and everything squared away with North Korea, then we got movie theaters opening in North Korea.
Well,
Lord have mercy. Then we're off the Richter scale, right?
One can only hope. We were going to see these big numbers for a while. We have Deadpool 2. That opens up next weekend. And then Solo, a Star Wars story, opens the weekend after. So could be, big money at the box office for the next few weeks. The number two was Overboard last weekend. That made about 14.8. A Quiet Place was number three. I saw A Quiet Place last weekend.
What'd you think?
It's an incredible film. I mean, it's so intense. It's so terrifying. About halfway through the movie, I had to make sure, I had to remind myself, hey, look, this is just a movie.
am I gonna sleep tonight, huh?
You know, it's just, you're wound so tight because, well, it's a story about this family of four, and they have to navigate their lives in complete silence after these mysterious creatures who are really ugly creatures. They hunt by sound. And if they hear you, they hunt you. And they hunt you at a New York minute, man. It's over before you know it. And it is just very, very well done. And, of course, they're talking about A Quiet Place 2 already, because get these numbers. I mean, this is a movie, keep in mind, that cost about $17 million to make. It's made $161 million in North America and another $258 million. That's something over $400 million, you know, so far.
Yeah, you can pay some bills with that kind of money.
You really can. And the thing about it is, because there is so little dialogue in this film, because, hey, if they hear you, they'll hunt you, right? So you don't have a lot of chit-chat going on.
Right, exactly.
So So it's going to be easily translatable to any foreign market around. I mean, there's not much dubbing to be done. So anyway, I love to see things like that happen. And, of course, they are talking about A Quiet Place 2. John Krasinski will be directing again. I Feel Pretty was number 4, and rounding out the top 5, Rampage. Well, we do have other movies out there.
Yes.
We should start with Life of the Party. This is the new Melissa McCarthy movie, and it's not getting great reviews. Most of the critics, if I can summarize, are saying, hey, you know, Melissa really deserves better material. They're saying a little boring, a little predictable, but of course it stars Melissa McCarthy, so that's worth showing up for because she is such a great talent. Mm-hmm. Here's what this is about. When her husband suddenly dumps her, longtime dedicated housewife Deanna, played by McCarthy, turns regret into reset by going back to college, landing in the same class and school as her daughter, who, as you can expect, is not entirely sold on the idea. Plunging headlong into the campus experience, the increasingly outspoken Deanna, now known as D-Rock, embraces freedom, fun, and frat boys on her own terms, finding true self in a senior year that no one ever expected. It seems like we may have seen this movie.
Is this I'm thinking Rodney Dangerfield.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that what you're thinking? Okay, all right.
Back in 1986, this concept was done, but, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people weren't around in 1986, so there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
That's out
the weekend. For the millennials. All right.
For the millennials, there you go. Another movie here called, it's called Breaking In. This is starring Gabrielle Union. Once again, not getting great reviews. We'll talk about that in a moment, but she stars as a woman who will stop at nothing to rescue her two children being held hostage in a house designed with impenetrable security. No trap, no trick, especially no man inside, can match a mother with a mission when she is determined on breaking in. Only 40% recommending, why one critic saying the only real suspense is whether they can stretch this movie's paper-thin premise out to a full 90 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can expect, right, that, hey, look, you know, I mean, this is a mother that's going to try to rescue her children inside this house.
Yes.
How do we think this is going to end? You know, if, of course she gets in.
Well, of course.
Not to give anything away. But
hey, it's Mother's Day, for goodness sake. She has to get in.
I know. I haven't seen the movie, but that's what I would expect.
Okay.
We have another one called Revenge out there. This is called 91% recommending. This is a movie from last year, which has been, I think, about running around on the festival circuit. This is about Jen, played by Matilda Anna Ingrid Lutz, which is a long name. She's enjoying a romantic getaway with her wealthy boyfriend, which is suddenly disrupted when his sleazy friends arrive for an unannounced hunting trip. Tensions mount in the house until the situation abruptly and viciously intensifies, culminating in a shocking act that leaves Jen left for dead. Unfortunately for her assailants, she isn't dead. She survives and reemerges with a relentless, wrathful intent, revenge.
Ooh.
So it looks pretty good. 91% recommending this one. It's out this weekend. You might want to check that out. And then on a complete...
You don't want to upset the women. You don't want to upset them.
Maybe that's the through line here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're learning this weekend.
Yeah.
On a completely different note, we have a movie called Mountain, which just looks tremendous. I mean, this is a documentary which takes place from Tibet to Australia, to Alaska, to Norway, and you have this film crew. They're armed with drones and GoPros and helicopters. It's directed by Jennifer Petum, and she has fashioned this symphony of mountaineers and ice climbers and free soloists and heliskiers and snowboarders, wingsuiters, parachuting, mountain bikers, the whole kit and caboodle here. And Willem Dafoe narrates this, and you have a soundtrack from the Australian Chamber Orchestra. And I think this is why this is, you know, important, is we have, of course, this amazingly beautiful setting.
Yeah, you imagine the cinematography, to have these kind of settings? Oh, you're kidding me. Wow.
They have the technology to really capture it. Because,
oh, yeah. You got the drones and all that coming in? Are you kidding? Yeah, oh, yeah.
And not only that, the things that people are doing on these mountains, it's just astounding. You have these wingsuit guys and these... You know, these free soloists and all this that's going on.
Does that amaze you? Have you ever wanted to put a wingsuit on?
It amazes me, and the answer to the question is no.
You just don't see yourself jumping off a stable rock just to go free flying out there.
Not intentionally.
Yes.
I think that, I have to hand it to them. I mean, you've seen the footage. I mean, it's all over YouTube, and it's just astounding.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what they're... They're going rather quickly, you might
say. Yes. Wow.
Incredible stuff. Here's another doc, which I'm really looking forward to it. It doesn't open in L.A. until next weekend, but it's called Always at the Carlisle. I don't know whether you're familiar with the Carlisle Hotel in New York.
Yes, absolutely.
Forever. Mm-hmm. It's one of these, it's been there for 88 years. It's been the definition of class and a calling card for Manhattan's elegant Upper East Side. But while it has housed some of the world's most famous clientele, the stories within those walls of the hotel rarely leave the premises until now. This is a doc about that hotel, and it's told through the eyes not only of the employees that work there, but also people who have stayed there over the years, like Angelica Houston, George Clooney, Tommy Lee Jones, Vera Wang, Anthony Bourdain, Roger Federer, Wes Anderson, Sofia Coppola. It goes on and on and on. It reminds me of a doc that was out, I believe it was in about 97 or so. It was called Off the Menu, about the last days of Chasen's. And Chasen's was this famous restaurant in
Chile.
LA.
Oh, Chasen's Chile.
Chile. Yeah, I mean, it was the place to see and be seen, and everybody hung out, you know, anybody that was anybody hung out there. And speaking of the chili, Elizabeth Taylor actually had that chili flown from L.A. to Rome when she was filming Cleopatra back in the day. I mean, it was that famous, that chili. So anyway, they did a documentary about the last days because it shut down, I think, in 95. This looks like that, not to make a long story longer. And I just love movies about this.
Well, you got to imagine, something as iconic as the Carlisle, what's the room rate these days?
I looked that up because I thought, you know, I'm going to be going back to New York in the fall, and I thought maybe I could stay there. And I was like, it's about $700 a night.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I don't think I will be staying there. But
That's okay. It's just the room service will kill you.
Well, yeah, that's just the bare rate right there.
That's right.
I can walk through the lobby when I get back there, but it's something to see. We have another movie called Film Worker, which is a very interesting doc about Stanley Kubrick and a guy by the name of Leon Vitale. Now, Leon Vitale appeared in Stanley Kubrick's movie Barry Lyndon back in the day. He was a young actor with this very promising career, and then he gave it all up to be Kubrick's loyal right-hand man, and that's the name of the documentary, Film Worker. And for more than two decades, he played a crucial role behind the scenes, helping Kubrick make and maintain this legendary body of work. So it's a very interesting story about these two and the fact that this guy gave up his career to work with this legendary director. It's called Film Worker. You might want to check that out.
Wow.
Another one called Beast, which has been out making the rounds on the film festival circuit for a while. This is about a troubled woman living in an isolated community. She finds herself pulled between the control of her oppressive family and the allure of a secretive outsider suspected of a series of brutal murders, which complicates things. When you bring the boyfriend home, you have to explain to the parents that he's a nice guy, but he's suspected of a series of brutal murders. That is called Beast. 90% recommending that.
Yeah, so when he asks for an extra scoop of pudding, give him the extra scoop of pudding.
Give it to him, please.
Hey, why not?
You
got Jim Carrey's coming out of the dark, huh?
That's crazy.
What?
Dark Crimes. I don't know where it's playing or where it has been, but it's about a murder investigation of a slain businessman turning to clues found in an author's book about an eerily similar crime, starring Jim Carrey in what looks to be anything but a comedy.
Well,
Dark Crimes.
The movie, just like him, we don't know where he's been either. So,
there you go.
That'll all be part of the scavenger hunt this weekend. Well, enjoy your Mother's Day, everybody, and we'll see you at the movies, the Cineplex, large popcorn. You know how it goes. Light on the butter. Steve-O, always good to have you with us, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Ho, homemakers.